Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Right now, though, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will lay out a pathway to recognising a Palestinian state during an emergency cabinet meeting at Downing Street later on today to discuss a potential peace plan. It comes as the International Rescue Committee warns that, quote, in the coming days, thousands of Gaza's children will either be rescued or allowed to die. For the latest, I'm joined by the Financial Times political editor George Parker. George, there's traditionally been something of a gap between the US and Europe when it comes to Gaza, but that gap appeared to narrow significantly during Starmer's press conference yesterday with Donald Trump.
Yeah, so they had this meeting at Turnberry, Donald Trump's golf course in Ayrshire, and it was quite interesting, actually. First of all, Donald Trump acknowledging that there was real starvation taking place in Gaza, which was a shift in language. But then also significantly, he was asked about whether the West should recognise Palestine as a state. And as you know, something that the French have said they are intending to do in September. Keir Starmer under very heavy pressure to do the same in the UK. And Donald Trump said, if you want to do that, then that's up to you. So it's sort of giving a green light effectively to Keir Starmer to recognise Palestine at some point when he judges it to be the right time.
And what kind of pressure is he under domestically to do this?
Huge amount of pressure. There's just a general feeling in the UK among public opinion, but political opinion, I'm sure there is in Ireland, that something has to be done. You know, what can we do? What can we do? And the pressure has been coming from the parliamentary Labour Party. Over 100 Labour MPs have signed a letter calling for an immediate recognition by Britain of the state of Palestine. From cabinet ministers, including the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, the Health Secretary Wes Streeting, calling on him on Starmer to act very quickly. So a huge amount of pressure on Keir Starmer to do something. Starmer's argument has always been that recognising a Palestinian state has got to be leading to something. It's got to be part of a process. Otherwise, it's just a gesture. And he'll point to the fact that 140 odd countries already recognise the state of Palestine. It hasn't done an awful lot of good. So that's the sort of the square he's trying to sort of the circle he's trying to square at this cabinet meeting this afternoon.
Yes, the world commemorated the 30th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and included in the United Kingdom, there were a lot of politicians saying never again on the occasion of that anniversary. That was something that took the murder of just 8,000 people in Srebrenica to prompt Western military intervention. Is there anybody in Britain now proposing a more muscular response to the Gaza genocide other than just laying out a timeline to the recognition of Palestinian statehood?
It's a really good question. The honest answer is that is not part of the mainstream debate over here. I'm sure lots of people are thinking it because they think, well, this is just so appalling. What can we do about it? Britain has military bases in the region, has aircraft based in Cyprus in the Middle East. But the idea that, you know, a more muscular approach, some sort of military confrontation potentially with Israel, an ally of the United States, is really not part of the mainstream debate, even though I suspect many people in the Labour Party are thinking, we've got all these weapons, this is one area where we might want to use them.
Yeah, so what are we expecting then on the more immediate and of more consequence to the people of Gaza peace plan and proposed relief? What can they do beyond setting out this timeline for statehood?
Well, I mean, there is a limit, isn't there, on what the Europeans can do. The so-called E3, Britain, France and Germany have been coordinating their positions over the last few days and weeks. But what can we do? You know, Britain's offering to step up airdrops of aid into Gaza. I think there's a genuine hope that with Trump's acquiescence, the Europeans can make a new push for peace. The problem is, as we all know, it's not the first time someone's come up with a peace plan for the Middle East, which involves a two-state solution. The problem, of course, is that the Netanyahu government has shown absolutely no interest in a two-state solution which recognises an independent Palestinian state. So the continued presence of Hamas in Gaza is a problem. Downing Street says that Hamas can't be part of a long-term solution. So yes, it will be good to have a plan, something to focus people's minds on, but can it actually achieve a breakthrough? I think people will be very sceptical about that.
Meanwhile, the horrors of Gaza is overshadowing what is going on the West Bank, where it is being very thoroughly reported how, with the connivance of the Israeli military and Israeli police and indeed Israeli justice system, settlers are clearing village after village of the Palestinian populations in an entirely illegal manner. Is that something that is even on the radar or being discussed, do you think, at this hastily convened cabinet meeting?
I think it will be discussed. It's something that Britain has condemned in the past. This is an issue which really, really exercises the governing party, the Labour Party over here. The absolute visceral hatred of the idea that Palestinian territory is being subsumed or being effectively annexed by Israeli settlers. And passions run really deep. You'll recall when Jeremy Corbyn was the leader of the Labour Party, how criticism of the state of Israel occasionally, according to an internal party inquiry, at least tipped into anti-Semitism. But it's a real raw nerve for large parts of the Labour Party.
George Parker, thank you very much. Still to come between now and 12, where have all the tourists gone? As smoke clears on the tariff deal between the EU and the US, will the promise to buy billions in US energy ever materialise? But after the break, great weather for crops, but also for parasites. We're joined by the MoveVet after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.